Thanks for downloading this podcast and welcome to Possibility Realm. I am super excited to spend this time with you. Be sure to subscribe so you will be the first to get new episodes every time we upload. If you would like to partner with us, visit possibilityrealm.com to find out how you can do that. Let's get to today's episode. We all know at least one person who is always full of joy. Even when you know the events of their life are not favorable, physically life seems to be crashing in on them, but you see joy radiating from them every time you come around. Let me tell you a secret. That person who came to your mind knows and practices a life-transforming principle which will help us all if we learn it and practice it too. This is what I want to reveal to you today. Strength in joy. Stay with me. You have used the word joy countless times, especially during the Christmas season. But I want you to personalize this. What does joy mean to you? What gives you joy? I am not talking about happiness. Okay, first of all, let's get this out of the way. There is a difference between joy and happiness. Joy is created internally and flows from your spirit, while happiness is generated from things, people, places, you name it, all the things on the outside. So, joy is cultivated internally, while happiness is external. Let's say you have been planning to go somewhere special for the past 10 years. You have prayed, worked, saved money, and you just can't wait to get to that place. Happiness is the emotion you get when you arrive at that location. On the other hand, joy is when you have done all the right things to get to that location, but whether you get there or not, you are still joyful. This means happiness comes from happenings. Joy, on the other hand, is a choice. What I have learned from experience is that you can't let circumstances determine your feelings. That is why I think it is more beneficial to go after joy than happiness. Joy doesn't come from happenings. You have a responsibility. It is your responsibility to cultivate joy depending on how much emotional strength you want. Joy is an emotional muscle. Just like your physical muscle, you have to work it out daily to strengthen it. You might ask me, why would I want to do that? Why should I put in all that effort to strengthen my joy muscles? Friends, there is strength in joy. Remember when Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 8 verse 10 that the joy of the Lord is your strength? Where does the joy of the Lord come from? I'll tell you, it comes from the Spirit of God in you. Before Nehemiah made this statement, the people of Israel were weeping. Their nation had been destroyed. They had gone through condemnation. They had every reason to weep. What Nehemiah is telling them here is that you can't keep looking at the happenings in your life to make you happy. Go for something greater, for the joy of the Lord. That is what will give you the empowering emotion you need. If you look at what has happened, you will weep. You will be powerless. You will be defeated in weaknesses. But if you look up to God, the source of your joy, you will not be shaken by whatever life throws at you. Find strength in joy. Also notice it says the joy of the Lord. What that tells me is that I might be distressed, in sorrow, weeping, because of what I see around me. Do you know that God doesn't respond the way you and I do? Why doesn't He? Friends, He sees the end from the beginning. Because He knows how circumstances will all turn out. He knows He is in control. If we look up to see that He is in control, we can be confident in Him to work things out while we make a determined choice to praise God in all things. Not praising Him for everything, but praising Him in all things. Rejoice always. It doesn't mean being happy always. You cannot always be happy because happenings are going to change. Rejoice means making a choice to live in joy. What makes you anxious? What keeps you awake at night? We all have reasons to be anxious. The co-worker at work who criticizes your work and could fire you. the explorer child who wants to jump off a cliff without the right gears? Or is it your finances? Are you anxious on how to make ends meet because your money runs out before the month is over? Are you worried about life after COVID-19, with or without a vaccine? What are you worried about? I don't know exactly what makes you anxious, but what I do know is that worry and anxiety will make you weak in the face of your challenges because it will make you live a fearful life, constantly being afraid of the unknown. Joy, on the other hand, will give you strength to overcome the tough times. Don't let anxiety steal your joy. You have to make a conscious effort to quiet your mind, to get your mind to focus on the promises of God. If you want joy, you have to make a choice to trust God and accept His plan. Take one step at a time on the light He points in front of you. The more you trust God, the more you strengthen your joy muscle. The strength that comes from joy will make your life fruitful. You will always find a reason to be unhappy. There is always a legitimate reason for anger, to be anxious and nervous, but joy can cause you to turn any situation around. When you lose your joy and let anxiety and worry take its place, you risk losing your fruitfulness and productivity. You feel reluctant to work when you are worried and anxious. But you are strengthened to keep working when you are joyful. If worries and anxieties have not solved your problem, why don't you just try joy? Surrender the circumstances to God, listen to His directions, and walk on the path He set for you. Friends, life will happen. People will hurt you. You will move away from happy places. Your child will not always listen to you. That co-worker will not look for a new job. What will you do about that? If you keep looking at the happenings to keep you happy, you have missed the mark. You have a choice to take your eyes off the external and look internal. Look up to God to control the things outside your control and let joy flow from Him to you to light your well. Happenings don't make you feel better. It might do so temporarily, but it will never be lasting because change is one thing that is constant in life. The source of your happiness will change. There is something that doesn't change. Or should I say someone? God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you choose joy, the joy that comes from the Lord, it will be a lasting source of strength. And if you believe, all things are possible. Thanks for listening, friends. Thanks for listening. I would like to hear from you. How did this episode impact your life? Please share in the comments below or send a message to me at manny@possibilityrealm.com or on social media. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Until then, peace and love to you and yours.